Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The internet has been an amazing invention that has undoubtedly changed the world in more ways than we can think of, as we all spend tons of time online, at home, and at the office. But not all of those ways, unfortunately, have been positive. So much of our private lives and information get transferred over the internet. It's increasingly important to make sure you're keeping your information safe. Safer Internet Day, February 11th, reminds us to protect ourselves from the online dangers and make the internet a little safer for everyone. To help us improve our online security, Google cyber expert Scott Westover joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
This is such an important conversation. As I mentioned, danger lurking everywhere online. What steps can we take to protect our online accounts?
Well, first and foremost, I want people to know not to find internet safety to be daunting. You know, it can be a little bit intimidating, but really, staying safe online, the best way to do it is really going back to the basics and following some simple best practices.
How do we get started with that? Let's start with passwords. And I know it's difficult to remember where I park the car when I go into work, let alone 40 different passwords. How do we juggle all of these passwords? And a big problem is we have a tendency, most of us, to use one password multiple times.
Yeah, no, that's a great place to start, Rick. According to a recent Harris poll, we found that 66% of Americans reuse their password across multiple sites, and it's for that exact reason that you mentioned. You know, it's very tough to keep track of these various accounts. But at the same time, you don't want to be using the same password for your fantasy football league that you would be using for your bank account. So one tool that's available is password managers, which are either available as an app or they could be built into your Chrome browser. And what they do is they take the guesswork out of remembering your passwords by automatically creating a strong password that is then stored in the app. So when you're logging onto a site, you basically don't need to do any remembering. So it's the digital equivalent of having your passwords written down on a Post-it note.
And you talk about a two-step verification. It's a struggle for most of us to have one step. Talk about two-step and why this really, that gives us an extra layer, doesn't it?
Yeah, so two-step verification, you may either recognize that through receiving a text message from your bank account when you're logging in from a new device, but there's also physical security keys, which are an even stronger layer of security. So what those do is, when you're logging into your site, you may enter your password. It'll then prompt you to plug in your security key into your computer, which will allow you to access your account. And the reason they're important is if your password does happen to fall into the wrong hands, someone trying to log into your bank account, for example, wouldn't actually be successful because they would be lacking that second factor. And on Android, we even allow you to use your phone as a second factor, so you don't need to necessarily carry around an additional key.
These tips and many more at google.com/security. You can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to the security tips at google.com. One thing you have there, and this really is very simple to do, in security questions, you say sometimes we need to consider using fake answers, which might throw off somebody who's trying to hack our account.
Yeah, so I mean, I think we've all been there where, you know, favorite food is a security question and you're tempted to type pizza. That might not be the most difficult thing to guess in the world. So it is important that you make sure that the answer to your question is not highly guessable, isn't available on social media, like your mother's maiden name might be out there online. So whether or not you use something that's completely false, I don't think that's the most important point. But being sure you use something that is truly unique to you and couldn't be guessed or discovered online is really important.
It's important for us to take care of our online security. How about for our kids? And you've got a great program at Google, Be Internet Awesome. Talk about that, because this really lays out everything we as parents need to be concerned about when our kids are using the internet.
Yes, I mean, kids, it's hard enough to get them to do their homework, let alone study up on internet security, which is kind of why we created Be Internet Awesome. And what Be Internet Awesome is an online program that basically gamifies learning about security. So So it's an interactive game where your kids will do various tasks to learn about things like phishing, which are emails or messages that are meant to impersonate someone you might know or trust with the goal of stealing your password. It also covers things like creating a strong password, as well as being conscientious of what information you share on social media and that sort of stuff.
I've got about a minute left. Something that's so important is phishing attempts. They're really harder to detect now. Most of the words are spelled correctly. The grammar's better. They even throw some logos in there. What should we watch for before we click on something that's going to compromise some of our accounts?
Yeah, well, if your email doesn't already detect that something is suspicious, some of the best warning signs to look out for are things like the email that it's being sent from. So, for example, if you get an email from someone that looks like they're from Google, but one of the O's happens to be a zero, or the message seems to be a little bit off, whether that be misspelled or formatted incorrectly, those are all warning signs. And I think really the best method is when in doubt, don't click the link.
Cyber expert for Google, Scott Westover, been a guest on the program talking about Safer Internet Day. Google.com/security. Great place to get this and more information. You can take the Google security checkup and find out just how vulnerable or not vulnerable you are. Scott, great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us today. Great tips. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Rick.
You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.